This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I hope you had a great weekend. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. Get the show on demand 24/7, and I hope you do. And I hope you share those clips. The way we do the show is we have the incomplete show you can listen to. You can listen to it live by going there any time when it is time for it to be on. But if you don't, then you can listen to it by segments. We have 4 segments per hour, so there's a total of 12 segments in the entire show. So 13 things are uploaded every single day for the show. So if you want to only hear a segment that you heard, well, you know, for hour 2, segment 1, you can go get it. That's how we allow you to grab the show, share it to others, and I hope you will, because we certainly need the exposure, because that's what we do. We are a messaging company, and you're part of that message. The reason why you're here is somebody likely told you about us. So do the same for them. And I'm not doing it self-servingly. I don't care. You know, it's like when I taught martial arts when I worked at a corporation, and there was one class where 3 or 4 people showed up. I can't remember how many, but it was about that many. And one of the guys said to me, his name is Bill. He says, Kevin. And he says, Mr. Jackson. He goes, you know, what do you do if nobody shows up? And I said, I teach the walls. Meaning, I work out. I don't care if you guys show up. They pay me to do this. So if you don't show up, don't show up. Most of the time, the class is at 30, 35 people. But occasionally, maybe it was a holiday weekend, people wouldn't show up. What do? I do what I do. So I don't care whether 4 people are getting the message or 4 million are getting the message. Or it's just me reinforcing who I am. So that's the way I approach it. Do we want more people to learn? Yes, I want. When I was teaching martial arts, I wanted more people to learn my style so that they could go out and protect themselves and be good human beings and so on and so forth. But if you want to learn, great. If you don't worry about it. I'm still going to be out here doing what I do. And that's just the truth. Now, am I tired of doing it? And, you know, and waiting on somebody else to go, hey, Kevin, we recognize your talent. Sure, everybody gets tired of that. My talent is, I don't mean this in a bragging way, but, you know, look, I've been doing this long enough to not, I'm not going to try to impress anybody. You know, executives will call me, so Kevin, now here's what we do at our radio network. And I go, well, fantastic. So, you know, where would I sit? That's all I need to know. I don't need to hear your resume. And I'll be honest with you. I think that probably rubs some people the wrong way, but I wish I could tell you I cared, because maybe I'd be sitting in one of those seats, but I don't. All I care about is the people who are committed to this effort the way I am. Let's do it. I was thinking today about how the left treats Donald Trump. This is a matter of perspective, but I want people to understand that perspective is important. So Brian Ross actually did the president and the conservative movement a big favor. He validated that leftist news outlets only care about outcomes fitting their narratives. And if you don't know who Brian Ross is, he works for ABC. And he puts a story out there that says Donald Trump, you know, told Flynn to contact the Russians. And, of course, that sent the left on a oh, my goodness, they went crazy. Let's play that Joy Behar clip.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Joy, I think I'd file that under breaking fake news. So she's celebratory. The left are celebratory. You saw the audience of The View. Yeah. You know, trained SEALs clapping at whatever. And don't think for 1 second The View is going to come back on and go, you know, the breaking news thing that Joy did, well, that's no longer breaking news. It was kind of wrong news. Anyway, Ross was quickly found out, and now President Trump, who got dumped in crap, emerges in a tux smelling like a rose. Yeah, hey, looking good, am I not? So consider that every time the left cries foul, the public becomes more and more immune to these tales of woe. Recall, the left predicted the economy would crater under Trump. And what do we end up experiencing? The lowest unemployment figures in a decade, in decades actually. Consumer confidence through the roof. You guys heard me talk about the record Black Friday numbers, the record Cyber Monday numbers. And I predict the most brisk shopping season in a decade. I know, psychic, right? Wow, Kevin, you're amazing at how amazing. I mean, I know it sounds trite to even have to go into that because you now know. I mean, I'm not teaching you anything to say, yeah, Kevin, we all know it's going to be a great economy over Christmas. And you know what else is going to happen? Let me tell you. In January, when they adjust the jobs numbers to show that we had overemployment because of the seasonal work, and they readjust to go back to regular jobs, Donald Trump will have the jobs ready to fill those for people that want jobs. And you're not going to be hearing about, we need a livable wage. We need $15 an hour. When's the last time you heard somebody screaming for $15 an hour minimum wage? Oh, will it come back? Sure it will. But when kids have to have jobs too, because that's how you build your economy, is by getting these kids with entrepreneur. Think about what happens when we're killing the entrepreneur because we say you're going to have to pay these kids $31,000. So you don't even have a new branch of a new group of entrepreneurs coming up because they don't know how to work. The reason why you put kids to work early is so they learn work ethic. They learn what it takes to run a business, that it's not as simple as what just getting a paycheck. And that's what makes them appreciate it going through. That's what makes conservatives. So when you kill that, you're killing capitalism and you're killing conservatism. The left knows it. Anyway, they predicted all kinds of dire stuff, things that were going to happen. Donald Trump returns from Asia, $250 billion trade package for the United States, got the Chinese to drop tariffs from 17.3% to 7.7% on an average of 100, by average, I should say, on 187 products, and not a peep from the media. But wait until Mr. Dow hears about it. And let's not forget about bringing home those three black basketball thieves in the process. Now, how racist was that, right? Again, another leftist narrative blown. Mind blown, folks. That's what we're going to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
An encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. So, President Trump scored a victory last week when a federal judge refused to block his choice to temporarily run the nation's top consumer financial watchdog. And it ended the battle for the leadership of this particular agency known as the CFPB. Judge Timothy Kelly declined to stop President Trump from putting Mick Mulvaney in place as the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, you know, if you're not following politics and you don't think about this type of stuff on a day-to-day basis, you probably don't even know what that thing does. What is the CFPB? And I've been dying to talk about this because this is a huge story. It's bigger than you can even imagine. So in doing so, Judge Kelly ruled against a lady named Leandra English, who was the Bureau's deputy director. Now, Leandra English had requested an emergency restraining order to stop Mulvaney from becoming the acting director. Now, Mulvaney and English, it claimed to be the rightful director because they were citing different reasons. Obviously, Mulvaney was appointed by the president, and English, this is Leandra English, she said that Richard Cordray resigned and appointed her as his successor, who would take over the bureau as, on an interim basis. Now, the judge's ruling isn't the final decision, but in making his decision, he said English had not shown a substantial likelihood that she eventually would succeed on the merits of her case. But his decision is not immediately appealable. Now, here's what this whole CFPB is about. The Dodd-Frank Act made the CFPB's unelected director the single most powerful official in the entire government other than the United States. The CFPB was strategically staffed from top to bottom with Democrats for the DNC to use as a donation slush fund. Now, that's the part you don't know about this. It sounds like Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Whoa, that sounds like it's going to protect us. Which should have been your first clue that it had nothing to do with helping you as a consumer or a taxpayer. Now, here's an excerpt from what the CFPB has done over just a short period of time. I'm reading this. Meanwhile, millions of dollars were diverted from the CFPB to Democratic allies. From 2014 to 2017, the Bureau paid $11 million a year to rent office space in an Obama fundraiser's building. Now, they could have gone into a government building, but they didn't. They rented for $11 million a year from 2014, 15, 16, and 17. That's 4 years. This person made $44 million for rent. Now, I don't know how many people were in this building and all that, but that's a lot of cheddar. And I would really like to see this building, because I'm going to bet you this building is probably, you know, like a crack house or something. The Dodd-Frank Act allowed the CFPB to send the civil money penalties collected in its law enforcement actions to a trustee of its choice, who, after taking a healthy cut, distributed the funds to ostensible victims in unrelated manners. So, the maneuver both enriched Democratic trustees and transformed fines extracted from defenseless businesses based on their deep pockets rather than the actual consumer harm into over $12 billion in damages returned to 29 million injured consumers. To spread such propaganda, the Bureau paid, get this, you're going to love this, over $43 million to GMMB, a liberal advocacy group that created ads for Obama and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaigns. This is nothing more than a leftist slush fund, and it was all meant to keep Democrats in power. I remember we talked about this a long time ago, and I was saying to people, the Democrats are using our money to promote themselves. I don't remember what it was. Maybe you guys can look it up. But it was millions of dollars that Barack Obama had funneled away from something in order to say, hey, Barack Obama's great. Hey, don't you love Barack Obama's policies? And it was millions. And I'm pretty sure it was related to this, but I'm going from memory, so I'm not sure. Now, you wonder why this lady... I use that term loosely. What's her name? Leandra? Yeah, Leandra, Leandra Green. Who cares? Anyway, the lady that wanted to stay in power. Is it any wonder why this woman fought so hard to keep that position? Is it any wonder, by the way, if you go back and you look up Robert Cordray, who was the person who left, he left because he got mad. I think he knew the writing was on the wall. So he ended up leaving, from what I heard, in a huff because President Trump wasn't allowing him to do what he was doing. And he knew they were going to start looking into him. And trust me when I tell you, this is not the last time you're going to hear that name. Somehow he's going to find himself embroiled in a scandal. You can't do what these guys did and get away with this. Another uncloaking of a scheme by the left it has been uncovered. And I want to just rehash real briefly what I just said. These guys rented their office in an Obama donor, a Democrat donor's building for $11 million a year. There are government buildings sitting empty all over this country. And they rented their office in a building of a donor, an Obama fundraiser's building, to the tune of $44 million of your dollars. Then they took billions of dollars that they got from extorting companies. Oh, you didn't meet this thing or that. And it was it's an agency that can just come down on you like OSHA or whatever and say, you owe a fine. BP, for example. You know, with this arbitrary fine. You've got to pay $16 billion in fines for leaking into the ocean on our side of the ocean. Okay, so they pay the fines. And then BP puts that money in the slush fund, and then the slush fund goes out and indiscriminately goes, well, you know, Black Lives Matter, you've been hurt, haven't you? Antifa, you've been hurt, haven't you? Occupy Wall Street, I can certainly see some pain you're suffering. And it goes out and it gives this money to all of its cronies. Any crazy organization that's against you, for them, let me tell you, dismantling these guys is one of the most powerful things that Donald Trump is doing. And let me tell you, he's going to be able to appoint whoever he wants to this particular thing. And I don't know the details. I don't know if that's the president's prerogative or how it works. But I do know this. Over the last 8 years, the DNC has used this organization, the Democrats have used it, in order to further their cause. They haven't spent a nickel of their money. And when they claim, oh, you know, how much money they spent on the election for Hillary Clinton, they aren't counting this, I guarantee you. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So I saw this article, and it was British Airways. People are upset about you get to board based on your ticket price. Yeah. So if you're first class and you've paid, you know, $2,000 for a ticket or something, you board the plane first. They put you up front. They start giving you, you know, mimosas or whatever, and you are taken care of. Then they go to the next group. You pay $1,200. Maybe you're in business class. They give you a, you know, some sort of cocktail and some chips or whatever, and then they, you know, keep going. And you kind of see who ends up on the plane, you know, who paid the least amount of money, which, by the way, I think is a feather in your cap. Not to go all Rosa Parks on you, you know, like, okay, you're too cheap, so you got to sit at the back of the plane. But effectively, aren't they saying you're sitting at the back of the plane? Here's what the article says. Passengers will soon be boarding British Airways planes according to how much they paid for their flights. From next month, those who paid the lowest fares will have to wait at the departure gate and board after everyone else. Now, that being said, they don't necessarily have to sit at the back of the plane, right? Because you could have said, I'm boarding with a cheap ticket and I'd like my seat to be here. Some places outside of Southwest, you can pick your seat. Now, I presume that if you pay more, you're going to want to get, you know, sit up front. Now, what's funny is this opens a bit of a can of worms, but I think it's a good and interesting idea. But it does open a bit of a can of worms because let's say you paid $2,000 for a ticket and then they're loading up people in first class. And there you are in seat 14B. So you got a window seat back with the sodomites. You might be a little bit upset that you got ripped off. I'm just saying. Because now you get to know where people are. You're going to get on the plane first and go, wait, what? I mean, I'm hitting my flight attendant button. Going, whoa, hold on a minute. Excuse me, ma'am, miss. Why am I back here and all those people are up there? When we all obviously paid the same amount of money. So there's a potential. Right? Or you could just be happy, I got a seat. I don't care. I make that kind of coin. So why do I need to care about where my seat is? What are they going to do? They're going to give me a little drink up there and some chips, a little wider seat, maybe a TV. I don't know. Foot rub. A happy ending. You want a happy ending? Who knows? But the point is, everybody will know. So that's a bad thing. But what if you're in the second group? And you end up sitting right up near the first, you know, the poop people that got in there. So you're like, yeah. So I didn't pay as much, but I'm still sitting right next to somebody that did. Yeah, yeah. So you feel all vindicated, which is a good thing. Right? That's some positive that came out of it. Isn't it a matter of perspective? That's our theme word of the day is perspective. You know, what are you looking for? They said the carrier will introduce a group boarding system on all its flights from December the 12th. When passengers check in, they will be assigned a group number between 1 and 5, which will be printed on the boarding pass. And it's, like I said, strictly based on the price of your ticket. I don't know whether it's a percentage or they take all the tickets and go, okay, here's group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it doesn't give you an amount. You know, obviously, you don't know what anybody paid. You just know, I'm in the first group. I'm in the first group. I'm in the first group. But if you're in group 5, think about this. If you're in group 5 and you end up sitting next to somebody, in theory, group 1, because you know you're going to, excuse me, sir, I just am curious, but which group are you in? I was in group 1, of course. Oh, then I'm very privileged to sit next to you. And you fist bump and the flight takes off. What? You know? But see, what if everything were done by price? What if you were cruising down the road and you're speeding, you're going 80 and the cop stops you and he says, ah, you know, I stopped you, Mr. Jackson, because you were speeding, but I see you're driving a Lexus. So, you get a free pass. You're paying more in taxes on that car because you probably paid a luxury tax. So he says, you know, be along, but be careful. You know, something like that. Or, you know, what if you're driving a gas guzzler? And he stops you. You got a big old Hummer. And he's like, excuse me, Mr. Jackson, but I stopped you because you're driving a big, you know, speeding. And I go, yes, I was, sir. He goes, but because you drive this very inefficient car and you pay a lot more in taxes because you eat a lot more in gasoline, I'm going to let you go. I mean, what if that were the case? You think about it. These loyalty programs, I'm just trying to stir the pot up here a little bit and get you thinking the way leftists should be thinking about what's going on here. You have a loyalty. They call these loyalty programs when you sign up to this different app. And after 10 times you've eaten somewhere, you get a free meal, or you 10 times you wash your car here, you get a free car wash, or whatever it may be. So isn't that program inherently biased towards poor people? Because I can't eat at the place as long, you know, as often as you. So that means I don't get to take advantage of the loyalty program and get my free thing as quickly as you do. Now, I get the economics of it. You know, you've paid for that free thing. There's a snow cone place that I took my son to, and it costs, I want to say it's like $5 for a snow cone. Now, you know what a snow cone is. It's just crushed ice. It's really good crushed ice, but, you know, because it's all real smooth. But they scrape it in there, and they put a little bit of juice. So the ice is technically free. I mean, it's practically free, right? There's a machine there, but I figure you're writing that off. And the juice, the amount of juice that goes into a snow cone, if it's 15 cents, I'd be shocked. But let's say it's 50 cents for the sake of discussion. So they charge $5 for these snow cones. And I know it's not 50 cents, but let's say it's $5. So it's exponentially more. So after I buy, what, $50 in snow cones, they give me one back. Now, technically, my $50 in snow cones is only $5. So they make, I pay $50 to get $5 back. So you hear what I'm saying? $45 profit, and they've given me back the cost of the thing. So I'm in effect financing their business, which, I mean, that's what loyalty programs are all about. So I get it, but what if I'm poor? I can only go there once. Maybe it takes me 7 years to get my, you know, my freebie. Or maybe I never get it. Because I just get to that magic number 9. I can't get past the threshold. What if everything were done based on price? The way British Airways. That's all I'm asking. What if they were done on price? How would life work? What would the left say if rich people got preferential? Hold on. Shh, don't tell anybody. Rich people do get preferential treatment. You want to know how? Because they live in better places. If you're rich, let's say you're Donald Trump, President Trump now, and you walk into a restaurant. But before he was president, Donald Trump walked into a restaurant. Do you think they don't give him a preferential table and preferential treatment? And the person comes over and gives him a bottle of wine or whatever it may be? I mean, come on. You know it. See, the good thing about there is an incentive in this program. Pay a higher price for your ticket. If it means for you getting on the plane the first, is that a big deal? Then do it. Now, Southwest Airlines, they have a unique approach. You don't know what anybody paid. And the only thing that can get you preferential treatment is if you fly a lot, which means you've paid a lot. So you become a preferred, you get preferred status. So you're in the top 30 group no matter what. And if you fly business select, then you're in the top 15. So you've paid more for your ticket, and they say you get on first. But you could be top flyer business select because you've flown a bunch of cheap flights. But if you fly enough of them, they figure they've made enough money, you could be the first guy on the plane every time. But you don't know what anybody paid. It isn't based on that. It's based on when you check in. And in the seats you grab, there are no first class seats. The closest to first class is that row, the ones by the exits. There's one that's got a lot more leg room, and maybe even the seat goes back. But that's as close as you get to preferential treatment on that particular airline. That airline changes policies too. You need to be aware. If you got one of those want to get away tickets and you don't cancel your flight now, you lose your ticket. I didn't know that. I found that out the hard way. We were able to get the ticket back, but it was a really weird way to do it. So be aware of that. Anyway, I think everything maybe should be done by price. That would just give us incentive to work harder and do more. Way to go, British Airways. I don't know if people are going to have the same reaction as I do, but I like incentive. I want to get on that plane first.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true.
But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we hadn't done our tweet of the day. We had some good tweets. I like this one. I think Charlie Kirk deserves a tweet of the day. It says, America in 2017. Use the wrong gender pronoun in California, and liberals want to put you in prison. But if you are a 5-time deported illegal alien and murder someone in the open, you walk free. That's a pretty profound thing in the wake of, of the verdict around Kate Steinle's murderer. And as I've said earlier in the broadcast, and I will be saying it for quite some time, as tragic as that was, it's working in the favor of America and in the favor of Donald Trump, who is a pro legal immigration advocate for this country. We are not anti-immigration at all. And the cases like this only illuminate how crazy the left can be. Here was another one that I thought was interesting. Katie Hopkins, I think is her name. KT. She says, Muslim throws homosexual from roof. White man films Muslim throwing homosexual from roof. Verdict? White man is racist Islamophobe. And I cracked up about that and actually sent KT a message, you know, that was like, I so love this. And I didn't describe her as a woman. I described her as like what you would think, how you have to describe a woman today. This person who might declare herself to be a woman, who therefore may or may not be because she has a short haircut and has admitted that she is not a lesbian, but therefore does not mean that you can use the pronouns she and her and things like that. And it was a crazy tweet. And I'm waiting on KT's response. Hey, speaking of Twitter, they're under fire. And rightfully so. You guys are aware that we are under attack by social media. The guy who owns Twitter, if you want to get to him, is just at Jack. And his first name is Jack. And he has been an outspoken critic of President Donald Trump. And the irony of that is, as a capitalist, this guy should be so enthralled with Donald Trump because he single-handedly put Twitter on the map. He's made Twitter a force to be reckoned with. And Jack, who philosophically differs with President Trump for whatever reason, builds an open forum for social media, and then what does he do? It's been proven that he will shut down certain things that he doesn't like. If you have hashtag love Trump, and it starts to trend, Twitter's people internally can say, don't let this trend. And so you're going, huh, wonder how people feel about Donald Trump. I don't know, it doesn't seem like too many people love him. And that's the end of the conversation. If he wants to make something trend, like Hillary is good, you know, or climate change is good for the planet, or whatever, he can make things, he can set those trends, pull the levers that say, this is what you see, this is what you don't see. See, if it were purely organic, and it was whatever's out there in the world, it's, you know, good or bad, but you know what the left said? Well, we can't let that happen because there's too much fake news. So in light of ABC and Brian What's-His-Face and his fake news stories, or, you know, Brian Williams, and I don't know, 80% of the crap this guy ever said is fake. All the collusion between 65 media outlets in the Hillary campaign, and you are going to tell us, you're going to tell us what fake news is? But that's what they do. Zuckerberg of Facebook. You know, there's too much fake news out there, and too many people that are, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we need to say, you know, stop the conservatives. Lord knows the IRS did. So the FCC is like, wait a minute. You guys have far too much power. Ooh, I'm losing my voice. Far too much power. And they're going on the offensive. They want to make the case for repealing net neutrality rules. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai accused Twitter and other tech companies of being disingenuous by arguing for a free and open internet while they, quote, routinely block or discriminate against content they don't like. I was talking to somebody, and it was about a, I don't know, some controversial issue, and they asked me, you know, Kevin, should they be allowed to say that, or should they be? I was like, yeah. I didn't even agree. It would be like, you know, Kevin, do you know the KKK has a Twitter handle? I'd be like, really? I don't think Twitter should let them have that up. And I'd go, why? What are you talking about? Why do you think Twitter shouldn't let these? I don't care if they're radical. I don't listen to, I don't espouse anything that the KKK is about. Why would I follow Democrats? You guys know my feelings on this. But, you know, I would not want to shut them down. I mean, I would use them as fodder. Hey, I was out on the KKK Twitter page today, and here's what they had to say. I'd lampoon them. I'd want people to understand what they're about. Why would I want that taken down? Oh, man, there's some, you know, Muslim videos of them cutting off people's heads. Fantastic. You mean ISIS is showing you the lifestyle that they want for the rest of the world? Congratulations. But Twitter's and Facebook, it'll hurt people's feelings if they know what they do. No, 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 we can't do that. No. But you can cut off Israeli heads. You know, Muslims can do whatever they want, and they will let them do it. But only if it glorifies, you know, oh, no, you don't want to do that. Let us run your PR for you, Muslims. But let an Israeli say, you know, we do not like that the Palestinian people keep lobbing bombs over into Israel. Oh, look at you with your hate speech, you Jews. You Zionist. That's hate speech. I mean, for the things that I've been kicked off of, I told you guys, I got a seven-day ban, because I dare ask Hillary Clinton and Ashley Judd if women, feminists, had a name for Uncle Tom for when they did not agree with things that other feminists did. Is there a terminology that they use? I was looking for education. They wouldn't allow me to have my education. Ban me for saying, how dare you try to learn, black man? How dare you try to figure things out and be clever in doing it? Facebook's worse, far worse. And you know what's funny? I listen to people say things to me on Facebook that are scary thoughts. They'll say things like, well, this is what my own people said that run our website. They said, Kevin, we're going to have to look at our tone, man, because if we continue in this tone, then Facebook's not going to give us as much reach. And when they don't give us as much reach, you know, we're not making as much money, and you know, the word's not getting, they're trying to sauce you. The word doesn't get out, you know, because they know, I'm glad we make money from it, but it's about, expanding the message. I don't send a message out and go, ooh, this is going to make us $30 in fractional pennies. Whatever it makes, it makes. But it should have maximum coverage. And I'm not forcing anybody's hand to read an ad that pops up during the thing. In fact, most of you are reading the ads of stuff you've searched for. So it's not me. But if I make money on that, great. But I want to reach millions of people with every single thing that I do. It's not, but not because it's going to monetize and bring me money, but because it's going to bring people to the message. It's like a preacher. I don't want to act like I'm a man of God in terms of being a Christian, but I'm no preacher, but that's the way you grow your church. People must evangelize your message for you to grow. You have to reach more and more people. So yeah, I'd like to say there's 100 million people that read everything I do every day. That, you know, there's 3 million people coming to my website every day. If I had that to say, I would be in Hulk Heaven. Because I know I'm reaching the majority of conservatives in this country and a lot of leftists who are saying, I want to wake up and follow what this guy's saying. He's talking about leadership to a friend of mine. Grew up poor, white guy. I tease him about white privilege, and he gets really mad. Even to this day, he gets real mad. Kevin, I grew up, and my dad used to beat the crap out of me when he got drunk, and I had to protect my sister, and I left the house at the age of 13. I've been working since the age of 10, and I built myself into a multimillionaire. And he did. He did all of that. I tease him and still tell him it's white privilege. But, you know, here's a guy that gets up and works his butt off and does it. That's a guy who wants a message out that says, there's no white privilege with me. There's no white privilege with the overwhelming majority of people. Let me tell you this. What white privilege does somebody have over the Beyonce and Jay-Z's kids? Over, you know, Magic Johnson's kids or Tiger Woods' kids or anybody else? What advantage do they have? The answer is none. Anyway, we had a ton to talk about. We'll get to this stuff tomorrow. Alabama race is coming up. The economy again. We're going to do some Jeopardy tomorrow, maybe. And then I swear there's a lot of other stories we didn't get to. I wanted to get to today, but there's always time, isn't there?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.